Let's do one on Mr. Stiegel. Oh, by the way, Nicholas Velasquez was 530.79, and today is 111. Is it 111?
Yes.
So Robert Stiegel, he was born 11-22-54.
Hey, Robert, you and I have the same birthday. November?
November 22nd.
Oh, well, and then my son that retired in the Air Force was born on my birthday in 1980.
Oh, wow.
And so he was a junior.
Mm-hmm.
My wife named him. And then when we divorced, she said,
Robert Stiegel, 11-22-54. Today's 111. Chief complaint, cough, number one, congestion, number two, leg pain. Next number is history of arm pain. Next number, he's a truck driver. He also has had some swelling in his legs he's concerned about. But the most concerning thing is he's an older gentleman with a positive COVID test today, which is concerning, especially in face of leg pain and swelling in his leg, period. In the paragraph, he normally suffers from hypertension. He is a divorced man who found his ex-girlfriend's grave recently, and he spent a lot of time at her gravesite, and it's making him very happy and very happy to have found her and be able to spend time with her. He has four children. He is a truck driver, does a lot of over the road truck driving, and stays very active, period. New paragraph, surgery, he's had a gallbladder surgery. Social, he says he doesn't smoke. Drink alcohol on a regular basis. As I mentioned, his divorce has four children, surgery only colonoscopy. Medical problems is that hypergonadism, hypertension. He's had a history of DBT years ago because he's a truck driver, allergy, non drug allergy, immunization. Had the Johnson & Johnson vaccine against COVID, family history, dad, multiple myeloma, mom died of a massive stroke, coronary artery disease, and atherosclerotic heart disease. Review of system, positive cough, positive congestion, positive low-grade temperature, positive abdominal pain, positive muscle aches, some nausea, positive palpitation, positive dizziness, especially with COVID, no hematemesis, myalgesis, seizure or convulsion, positive leg pain and leg swelling. On exam, Robert appears alert, awake. He's in minimal distress because of upper respiratory symptoms.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Okay, is he here now?
Yes.
Tell him, give me 5 minutes.
Okay.
Let's see. His medication is lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide 20/12.5. He weighs 267 pounds, 95% to 96%, 98.5, 16, 86, 125 over 83, heart positive, positive 2, with a 2 over 6 systolic ejection murmur, lungs feel bronchi, otherwise clear, abdomen soft, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, neurological non-focal skin shows a rash, well, mucosal with lesion, lower extremity shows a trace edema. Number 1, COVID-19 is positive. Number 2, patient doesn't want a chest x-ray. He says he doesn't feel bad enough for a chest x-ray. Next number, treat with lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide 20, rosefenagram now, dexamethasone 8 milligram now, aspirin 81 milligram for 10 days. Then vitamin D, 10,000 units daily. Next number, he needs blood work done, but he wants to come back for that. Next number, if he develops chest pain, shortness of breath, or any of the symptoms, he'll call us right away. Or go to the emergency room. Next number, treat with Z-Pak and Medrol dose pack at home. Next number is rest. Next number is quarantine for 5 days. Next number is albuterol HFA as needed because he has a history of asthma and he's afraid this may get to his lungs, but his O2-SAT stable. Next number, we've had a long talk regarding his relationship with his girlfriend who passed away 43 years ago. He's not thinking of suicide or having any suicide thoughts or ideations. I needed to bring that up. Next number, he's staying active. His weight's up. Next number, has no history of sleep apnea that has been recorded or worked up in the past. Next number, he will come back for follow-up next week to have his blood work done, or if his condition gets worse. Thank you.